This is Talk for Food. Your portal into quantum possibility. I'm Adam Abraham. Each week, I'll be your guide on this expedition, where we'll explore the near and far reaches of this thing called life on Earth and beyond. Talk for Food is brought to you by Philos Books, whose titles for the mind and heart reflect a passion for humanity. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Talk for Food here on WebTalkRadio.net. I'm Adam Abraham, and every week we get together and we journey into what I like to call the realm of quantum possibility. And quantum possibility is that place, that very subtle, that very special place that takes you experientially where you want to go. It takes your life, it takes your experience in the direction and in the flow of your highest and best dreams. The truth is, all realities begin as dreams. Even nightmares are dreams, if you didn't already understand that. But the fact is, our experience flows from that which we dream about, that which we contemplate, that which we fear, and also that which we love. And so we always have the choice of deciding what side of the coin of experience we're going to sit ourselves on or root ourselves within. And if you're sitting on the side of fear, of doubt, of suspicion, of pain, of poverty, of lack, of frustration, man, you got a choice. I don't know if you know it or not, but if you didn't know it, you got a choice. And you also have the power to make that change. And the change may not be a big one, but it can result in very significant quantum differences. And so we're going to explore that. We do this every week. In fact, this week we're going to talk about energy. But before we get there, I want you to know, too, that I am really excited about the acceptance and the reactions we've received. I recently produced and have begun shipping a documentary called Understanding MMS, Conversations with Jim Humble. It's an hour and 45-minute program. It is not a little mini course in it. It is 105 minutes of information about what MMS is from a scientific point of view, from a presentation point of view, preparation, as well as interviews with a Dr. Humiston, who practices and uses this, as well as Jim Humble himself, and people who have used this, a professor, for example, at a university in Mexico that has used it successfully. So I'm definitely inviting you, and I will say for the first time, I'll invite you to a website that is in development called understanding-mms.com, and that's going to be a very simple way of accessing the information about the video and being able to order it as well. It's available in two audio tracks, Spanish and English, and people are seeing and having an opportunity to get a sense of what this is about. So I'm very, very excited about it. And I also want to invite you to send me questions and comments about the show to adam@talkforfood.com. That too is going to be, as a website, is going to be developed. We haven't done that yet. I've been a little slower than I have wanted on that, but it's coming. But today, we're going to talk about energy. We're going to take a break here in a few minutes, and we'll get back on the other side with my guest, Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. She is the originator of the EMF balancing technique, the electromagnetic field, that is a modality that has been adopted around the world. And so we'll learn more about energy from this very fascinating woman, which we had a face-to-face conversation with, when Talk for Food returns here on WebTalkRadio.net. Stay with us.
Nuclear war.
We come in all shapes and sizes, but for all our apparent differences, we share an important oneness.
I am my body.
Not.
Now your child can discover the oneness behind human diversity with I Am My Body, Not, from Philos Books. This progressive book, written by Adam Abraham, helps parents and teachers introduce some of the most basic human concepts and questions. Celebrate the body and the spirit with I Am My Body, Not. Order now, just $19.95 plus shipping and handling.
I Am My Body, Not is available at philos.com. That's philos.com. Order yours today.
Dr. Alan Pressman.
There are almost 400 pages to this book, 369 to be exact. Every page is chock full of information. You know, you just mentioned that 68% of Americans don't consume the RDA of magnesium. 19% of Americans do not even consume half of the RDA. And probably the RDA is too low to begin with. He's right, magnesium, crucial. 68% of us in this country do not consume enough of this incredible mineral involved in 325 enzymatic reactions in our body, most of them concerning the generation of energy. And baby, you need energy to heal, very, very much so. The name of the book is Transdermal Magnesium Therapy. The author is Dr. Mark Sirkis. He's a researcher and a clinician, and I'm very impressed with this book, very impressed with the information.
Your power to maintain and restore well-being is enhanced when you know what magnesium naturally does for you and the wide-ranging consequences of deficiency. In addition, Dr. Sirkis introduces a simple but elegant way to replenish the body's stores of Mother Nature's catalyst for health. Order your copy of Transdermal Magnesium Therapy today at Amazon.com and fine bookstores everywhere. Thanks for staying with us here on Talk for Food on WebTalkRadio.net with me, Adam Abraham. You know, the journey to learning who you are, sometimes you can say it's arduous. It involves all kinds of experiences. In fact, it's called life is exactly what it is. But what is the meaning of it? What's the way? You know, we put ourselves in so many holes, and then we have to figure out how to get ourselves out of them. And sometimes we put ourselves in holes, and we figure we can only come out this way, and maybe we don't have to. I am in Sedona, Arizona right now. I'm sitting in a beautiful place called the Sedona Creative Life Center, and I am with a woman who has brought something, a gift. I'd like to call it a gift to the world, because it is another way to approach this whole thing called healing. And my guest is Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. She developed a protocol called the electromagnetic field, or the EMF balancing technique. And Peggy, it is a pleasure to have you, and an honor to have you here on Talk for Food.
Thank you so much for having me, Adam. This is nice.
Very nice. Well, thank you. You know, now our listeners may or may not be familiar with the EMF balancing technique. It is, in the scheme of things, it's not like Chinese medicine's 5,000 years old, and it falls into the realm of energy medicine, so to speak, or energy healing. First of all, let's tell the listener a bit about EMF balancing technique.
The EMF balancing technique is a beautiful system of working with our energy field. Our focus is to be able to honor one another. And in that honoring and in working with the protocol that we have of the EMF balancing technique, there's an amplification of the energy of wholeness, actually within the practitioner and also within the person that the practitioner is working with the client. And we find that when we hold this space of honoring and respect for an individual, wonderful things happen. they move into their next level of balance. When they move into their next level of balance, there's the possibility for what we understand as conventional healing. I also see healing and balancing, they interact in my reality, and I can talk more about why this is called balancing versus healing. Mm-hmm. But to finish answering your question, most importantly, people use this work as to give themselves time to take a deep breath and to integrate the energies and all that they're becoming. Mm-hmm. And in that sacred space of being honored and taking time to integrate all that they are, wondrous things happen.
Well, you know, for someone that may be new to all mm-hmm, of this, mm-hmm. you're talking about energy.
Yes.
And now to me, that means something. But to someone who may not be used to this, why is the focus on energy so important? Mm.
I believe that we're entering a time when we are learning how to begin to really speak the language of energy. Mm-hmm. Those who perhaps would be new to energy, or what is this idea of energy, I would say to them, well, what happens when you meet eyes with someone? And the famous one is, I saw someone across the room and our mm-hmm. eyes met and there was an energy. Mm-hmm. There's an energy. What I'm proposing is there is a pattern to our consciousness, to our energy. Mm-hmm. Not only that, with the example that I just gave, when two people meet with the eyes across the room, there is also an energy pattern that is formed by the both of them. Mm-hmm. So as we start to contemplate that our intuition and being more aware of who we are as energetic beings is a language. Mm-hmm. And as we learn how to speak it, we can then, I say, co-create our most enlightened life, or we accelerate our evolution. Mm-hmm. And say, well, why do that? Well, we as human beings, when we understand that there's more, we generally want that.
Well, that's true. You know, and I think relative to the focus on energy is a fundamental truth that's what we are.
Yes. Oh, yes.
We tend to see ourselves as physical forms. We see reality as something that's concrete, that has width, length, and mm-hmm. breadth. Mm-hmm. And yet our experience, our form and our experience is all energetic.
Yes.
And so the idea here, the way the EMF balancing technique is concerned, you talk about balance mm-hmm. relative to energy. So then there's power in balancing that energy, if I understand
Absolutely.
It correctly.
Absolutely. There is self-empowerment as one works with the balancing of their energy. And, mm-hmm. and that's another part of it. The practitioner helps to hold this space. The practitioner is actually working with a system in the individual's energy anatomy, and that system is called the Universal Calibration Lattice. Mm-hmm. And that is an extension of our consciousness. It is our consciousness into an energy pattern. And when you start to understand this lattice, mm-hmm. and you start to understand how you can shift the energy of your consciousness, you actually can change your own reality. Mm. And these days, life is about change. We know that. Mm-hmm. But these days, it's people are really embracing the understanding that they can create the life that they want. There's the popularity of The Secret. That's mm-hmm. really great. I'm assuming there'll be more to The Secret, because we all know visualization is important, but action is a balanced mm-hmm. part of it too. I've been giving A Secret for 7 years. I tell people to think about what mastery means to them. And mm-hmm. I will say to people, I can tell you the secret of mastery in one word. And so I would say to your listeners, think in this moment of what mastery means to you. Mm-hmm. And when you think of what that means to you, then here is the secret. I can give it to you in one word. Mm-hmm. The secret of mastery is to practice. Mm-hmm. Practice what you know and believe to be mastery of your own life. And we are doing it these days. I'm astounded. 35 years ago, I managed a health food store in New York, and mm-hmm. At that time, we were ahead of what was happening, and people would come into the store to see the strange ones who who had organic foods and this tofu stuff you know, all those things. And now the medical arena says, watch what you eat. Soy is healthy, or the, you know, there's all different views on soy. I understand that, but I'm using it as an example that once was considered unusual is now very usual.
That's true.
You know, and I'm very excited when I see yoga in everyday arenas, yoga in magazines for women and men, and yoga in furniture magazines. I just, I see it everywhere.
You're listening to Talk for Food here on WebTalkRadio.net with Adam Abraham. And my guest is Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. She is the developer of the EMF balancing technique, the electromagnetic field balancing technique, which is a system, a pattern, a way of helping us get more healthy in an energetic way. Mm-hmm. I think I heard or read something just this past week. Someone was proposing doing like transcendental meditation in elementary or grade school.
Absolutely. You
know, which actually would be a great thing to do.
Yes, you know, yes. A general population is starting to open to these things. So now with the EMF balancing technique and energy work, our movements in the energy work are very Tai Chi-like. Mm-hmm. And we now have produced a Tai Chi DVD so that people can start to sense and work with their lattice on their own. But we also have had some people start to take the EMF balancing into schools. Mm. It's also going into educational institutions. Mm-hmm. It's really growing into a greater acceptance that there is more to us than meets the eye.
Well, that's for sure. I want to get real elementary with you.
Sure.
In the sense that we're having this discussion about energy, and we've lobbed a few bombs in the sense of saying, okay, we are energy, all right? But I want to talk a bit about the EMF balancing technique, some of the premises of it, because you mentioned, for example, the word lattice. And I want to translate this in a way of speaking, because in my picture of this lattice, this universal calibration lattice, I'd like to liken it for my listeners to a skeleton.
Yes.
Okay? You can't
see it,
though.
It doesn't look like a skeleton.
That's right. It doesn't look like it, but in function, functionally speaking,
absolutely,
it's like a skeleton that is energetic, that most of us cannot see, and some of us think, you know, can see that and did see that. And we want to get into the story on, and in fact, on how that came about. But I'd like to... The fundamental premise here is that there is something called a lattice that surrounds each one of us.
Yes.
It is a part of who we are, energetically speaking. And so, therefore, if our listeners see or hear or understand it or perceive it as a skeletal structure that's energetic, now they have an idea of what's being worked on. Okay. So is my analogy correct?
We could call it a skeleton. What we mean by that, first, the lattice is an extension of our sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. And it is our consciousness forming this pattern. And by calling it a skeleton, it's another way of saying it. I can speak two languages these days. So we could say it's a way of strengthening the vessel or your being so that you may hold and express as much of your divine energy as possible. Because to me, this structure looks like the halo, but it radiates through every chakra all the way down beneath the feet. And so your listeners may really relate to the concept or to the idea of a halo, which has been seen for thousands of years around those which we call enlightened or who have knowing.
And of course, most people have thought they had it, but we didn't.
Correct.
Yes.
Correct. Very good point. That's very
These enlightened beings had it, but we did not have these things. Okay.
Yeah, and I'm proposing here that all of us, and I've always seen the golden energy around us, and I've seen it in even in the air. And then I noticed at a certain point, it was about in my 20s, that something was happening when we touched one another with this golden energy. And I knew that there was something going on with our consciousness and we were evolving. And so to me, it was normal to perceive that golden energy around many people. Some people was closer, some people was given off in a different way. But the pattern itself, we'll talk more about that. But there is another way I could give to some of your listeners who may be taking a look at quantum physics, and that's very popular these days because mm-hmm. we're starting to see the difference between Newtonian physics and quantum physics.
Right.
And I know I'm not a physicist. I know very little about it. But what I do know is exciting. And as I listen to others who are studying and learning, our perception and concepts of reality and human consciousness, they're changing rapidly, and they're going to continue to change. Mm-hmm. And to me, that's evolution. So to finish on this talk about the skeleton, another way we could look at the lattice is you could call it your interdimensional hyperspatial construct.
There you go. I like that.
You like that.
Okay.
So,
uh-huh.
So for those of you who do things out there, and you may have family or friends who say, are you still doing that weird stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's weird and it's wonderful. You can say to them, yes, I am working with my interdimensional hyperspatial construct.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is fine. How is yours? but that's a way of saying that we are becoming more conscious of ourselves as a holographic being.
Mm-hmm.
Science is now saying we think holographically.
Mm-hmm.
So this is another way to me, we're demystifying what does it mean to be enlightened and what does it mean to be holy. And whole and holy,
mm-hmm.
they sound a lot alike in
That's
the
right.
English language.
And they're very related too.
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Yes, they are.
Because this UCL, Universal Calibration Lattice,
mm-hmm.
I will shortcut now that I've said what that is, but understanding that it is a natural part of who we are,
yes,
it begins to allow us to become aware of more of who we are.
Yes.
What's very fascinating about it is that there are connective concepts here too.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the shape and the function of it, there's a connection to the flow of energy. So are there connections, so to speak, in terms of how the energy flows within the lattice?
The lattice itself, when you talk about connections, of course, it is, I call it a system in the energy anatomy.
Yes.
And of course, if you touch one system, you touch them all. But my focus is the lattice. And
mm-hmm.
I've been working with this for over 20 years now with people in all over the world. And the dynamics of the lattice are the same, no matter the language we speak, the color of our skin, the color of our eyes,
mm-hmm.
the culture we're in. There is a universal part of our being
mm-hmm.
where we can meet one another in this energy that I personally believe that golden fifth dimensional, that golden energy is fifth dimensional.
So mm-hmm.
That has something to do with who we are in fifth dimension and taking ourselves to our next level of wholeness. As far as the energy flow, what you learn to do as you study the lattice, and we mean the universal calibration lattice, but
mm-hmm.
we'll say the lattice, is you learn how to shift energetic charges through your field consciously, because the energetic charges within this lattice create a pattern.
Mm-hmm.
And that pattern of energy, that's how we're speaking the language. And the language then that we're speaking to ourselves and to others, our co-creators around us and the universe,
mm-hmm.
that's what sets our reality in motion. And there's a lot of talk these days about quantum reality
right.
and how we're talking to that. Well, learning about the lattice, you're going to learn the particulars of how to speak the language the way you want, the way
mm-hmm.
you believe who you are. And there's a lot you learn about yourself as you do that.
Well, that's true. Because we have tended not to be aware of our energetic
mm-hmm.
nature,
mm-hmm.
it means that we've been ignoring it.
Yes.
So when things go wrong, so to speak, physically, if we have illness, we have disease and stuff like that, we tend to want to knock on our body. We want to cut. We want to paste. We want to do all kinds of things to our body, totally ignoring our energy.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that I see this modality doing is bringing attention
mm-hmm.
to this mm-hmm. long overlooked part of who we are.
Yes.
One of the other things you mentioned, the idea of change
mm-hmm.
and the fact that we have the power to change consciously. You know, as we start to learn of ourselves as energy, or think of ourselves energetically speaking as energy, not only having it, but being it. Now you're starting to connect even in consciousness to the wholeness of who we are.
Yes.
But balance is key to that.
Yes.
And so how do people get out of balance?
just by breathing and being on the planet and experiencing life. But also to me, I remember someone once asked me, what is your spiritual practice? And I said, I breathe. Uh-huh. And then they said, well, what was your last act of faith? And I said, my last breath. So it's being alive.
That's
being
a reductionist,
here.
Boy. That's really
bet,
getting
that's
down
right
to the
point.
Bone. Yes.
This is it. Uh-huh. And so to bring this back to balance and to creating this life of wellness and wholeness, I would like to make a comment here about healing and balance. When I first took my first ad out in a New Age magazine 20 years ago, mm-hmm. the word balance, at least on the East Coast in New England where I was, that was not being used. It mm-hmm. was healing. And for me, healing has a different meaning. And so there are those who of your listeners who will call themselves healers, and they're perfectly comfortable with it because sure. now they know what they mean more than I remember 20 years ago. It didn't quite have the definition it does now, and balance is part of it. Mm-hmm. But I remember, I observed that sometimes people would come for the energy work, and I'd work with their lattice, and I'd work with them, and I'd have some amazing spontaneous healings, mm-hmm. enough that people were calling me a healer, but I was uncomfortable with that mm-hmm. because there were also those who came and what they wanted healed was not healed. But yet I always observed that they went to their next level of balance, to their next level of wholeness. Mm-hmm. And in their path of becoming whole, what they thought should be healed, it wasn't right. time. You know, there's so much to this. This could be something that we could talk about for a long, long time. Sure. But I wanted your listeners to be clear that I believe that everyone is always, when we work with the lattice, they will calibrate to their next level of balance. Calibrate means to gauge and strengthen. Mm-hmm. Universal calibration lattice. There is a new human that we are birthing. We are birthing ourselves as new human beings. We are universal. Mm-hmm. And we're moving through that universality into a time of, I'm looking these days for evolutionaries. Mm-hmm. People who know they're evolving, taking responsibility for themselves and ready to roll up their sleeves and take part. That is an evolutionary.
Well, it's true. And, you know, sometimes we're inclined to get into this mode of, why me? You know, I mean, yes. We have all kinds of challenges right now, whether mm-hmm. it's the price of gas at this moment in history, whether it's the prospects of war, of peace, but also on a more mundane level, this growth that's going on in my body, this invader, you know, mm-hmm. this pain that won't go away, these bills that just will not. Mm-hmm. And we're wondering, why, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, the first question is why. The next is, what do I do? Mm-hmm. And if a person begins to see themselves energetically, even electromagnetically for that matter, but it's all kind of related.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
That I'm attracting certain things, I'm repelling certain things. Then the idea of consciousness, of being able to choose differently, starts to become more meaningful.
Right.
So, for example, the balance becomes so important. Mm-hmm. If we're out of balance, even energetically, what throws us out of balance? Trauma? Stress?
Let me propose something mm-hmm. here. First, I'm a very practical mystic, mm-hmm. and that's my own miracle.
Uh-huh.
And I'm very optimistic, very yes. positive person. Mm-hmm. But what I have come to understand is that even what we could refer to as being out of balance, and let's try something here in this mm-hmm. conversation. Mm-hmm. What I've always found is that people will say, like when we worked with them energetically, they talk about positive energy and negative energy. Mm-hmm. In reality, when we have events in our life that we repeat over and over again, mm-hmm. and they make us unhappy, mm-hmm. we call that negative energy. Mm-hmm. And when we have patterns that we repeat over and over again, and we're smiling, we call that positive energy. Mm-hmm. So it has a lot to do with, I believe, learning how to hold our energy in certain postures so that we can accomplish what it is that we feel is possible. It's one thing to have intent. It's mm. one thing to have visualization. It's another thing to be able to work with your energy so that it goes, you place your own energy into the posture so that you may follow through and accomplish what it is you wish to achieve. Mm-hmm. And that is the biggest challenge for people. And as far as the bills not being paid or the challenge on that, This work started in the living room of my home, mm-hmm. and I started with nothing. Mm-hmm. And I also had a 23-year marriage come to an end, and I stepped out on my own with my two children. And I didn't do the typical, I sue my husband for everything I can get. I didn't mm-hmm. want that. I didn't want that energy. Mm-hmm. We could call it karma in old language, but I didn't want that that energy. And so I learned a lot about the energy of money, and I learned a lot about the stress of paying the bills, mm-hmm. and I learned a lot about opening the doors with my own skill to be able to build a business
and
transform it.
Yes.
And so that's like, I understand you're all of us, we have points in our life. Sometimes there's plenty, mm-hmm. sometimes there isn't. And if you can't use this understanding during those times of struggle, during those times of change, then this energy isn't worth much of anything as far as I'm concerned.
So we're going to take a break. You're listening, and you've been listening to Talk for Food on WebTalkRadio.net with me, moi, Adam Abraham, and Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to want to learn a bit more how she got this started, and we're going to get into changing consciously, changing your life, and looking at our perceptions of what's possible and what's not. So stay tuned.
You may not have heard, so listen carefully. Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered, including asthma, pneumonia, flu, diabetes, AIDS, hepatitis C, the common cold, and dozens of others.
The details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, so that it will never be lost. The book is in simple language. You can make it in your kitchen.
In America and Africa, over 100,000 cases of malaria and other diseases have been successfully treated, and thousands of clinical trials have been run using the same formula. Download the first one half of the Miracle Mineral book free at www.miraclemineral.org.
So take back your health.
Go to miraclemineral.org.
Global Light Network brings you an entire line of products for conscious living that directly impact your well-being. This means products that intelligently replenish critical nutritional components such as magnesium and zinc in ionic form. Products that neutralize deuterium and lower the specific gravity for better hydration of your drinking water. Or how about products that raise your body's pH and, via magnetism, selectively removes bacteria, viruses, parasites, and toxins while leaving healthy cells intact. If you already know why these are important to your well-being, then you'll want to know Global Light Network. If you don't know why it's important, ask someone who does. Then point your browser to globallight.net or call us toll-free at 1-888-236-2108. All right, well, thank you for staying with us here on Talk for Food on WebTalkRadio.net with me, Adam Abraham. I have been having a wonderful discussion and conversation with Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. She is the developer of the EMF balancing technique. And for those new to that term, EMF is electromagnetic field balancing technique. It's fairly new in the scheme of things, but it's being embraced around the world.
Mm-hmm. It's learning how to bring this energy of wholeness into your life and just be filled with this love of life and this understanding that no matter what life brings you, you're going to find a way because you truly are that unlimited human being with mm-hmm. unlimited potential or infinite potential. And there's always a way. And when you understand these energetic postures, and dare I say it for metaphysicians, but to organize your energy,
yes.
It's like a martial artist. I studied the martial arts, Taekwondo, Kung Fu, and Tai Chi. I have years of study in there. And I learned about posturing my energy to do things physically. I've also learned through the lattice and through the EMF balancing technique how to posture my energy mm-hmm. so I may also be a martial artist of my heart and live life as fully as I can.
Well, one of the things that you said, one word that you said, it was about possibility. And one thing that becoming the creator, no matter how big the hole we've put ourselves in, no matter how deep the hurt or how full the hurt, yeah. if we take the reins off of what we think is possible, mm-hmm. sometimes the hurt is because we refuse to see that solutions are out there and within our range of mm-hmm. a being.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'd like to talk about that positive and negative again in the pain and suffering, because you yes. really brought up a really good subject.
Yes.
First, what I would say to your audience, and I say this to audiences all over the world, mm-hmm. if you look at the history of human beings, mm-hmm. you could say that we are masters of pain and suffering.
Oh, yes, you know? Yes.
And, mm-hmm. and then I will ask people, I'll say to them, all right, so now we are creating a new paradigm. We mm-hmm. know that. Mm-hmm. We're shifting a reality.
Yeah, it's kind of like been there, done that.
Right.
Okay, let's go. Okay, let's do the other side.
And then I will say to them, you know, together at this moment, and for your listeners, let us agree that we will work to become masters of happiness and joy mm-hmm. and
people, prosperity.
Prosperity, mm-hmm. these things. But I will say this, that even in this agreement, some of our greatest lessons come from some of our greatest pain.
Yes.
And I will never deny that. And so what I have found that when I've had my Phoenix experiences in life, mm-hmm. that if I embrace that pain and ask to learn everything I can from it, mm-hmm. then I grow. And when, let's talk about prosperity, times of lack asks you to respect the energy of money. Mm-hmm. What is it? How to use it? How to move it around? Mm-hmm. So those are two subjects that I think are really important. A tickle in my throat. Those mm-hmm. are power issues mm-hmm. because as we're talking about it, I'm feeling through the throat. Mm-hmm. This is the area where we hold our power. And mm-hmm. what I've just said is probably not one of the most popular things, but it's how we're experiencing life on planet Earth. So to your listeners out there, because of what I'm picking up even now as we're doing this, mm-hmm. one more time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My apologies, but I'm feeling that there's restriction in the throat. And what there is that there's this energy of fear of one's own power. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, this is for your listeners. This sure. is a specific. Quite often, when we talk about empowerment, we talk about the lattice or creating your own life, people will come up and they will say, I remember when I had more power and I abused it, or I used it the wrong way, mm-hmm. and I'm afraid of my own power. Well, learning how to use that power in balance is the next step. Mm-hmm. And we have a practice mastery series we do where we amplify the energy of certain attributes that we call mastery. Mm-hmm. And those are like the safety valves, the attribute of honesty or introspection or understanding or unlimited love or, you know, focus, respect. There's
sure.
We have like 44 of them, but there's many more than 44 attributes of mastery. Your listeners are understanding this. So as I've spoken here about embracing your life, moving into empowerment, and moving beyond the lack in the moment, making the most of what you have, mm-hmm. and then respecting it, it grows from there. I will tell you this work is, you know, is now in over 68 countries. We've mentioned that before. My husband and I, we have a company. It's an international, multilingual, multicultural company, mm-hmm. and it started in the living room of my home, mm-hmm. and I started with nothing, and I learned so much about the energy of money. But prior to that, I did daycare, and I took care of my two children, and I took care of four other people. This is for your listeners, because I'm already feeling them. Whatever you're doing right now, it's very important.
Yes.
I did my daycare and took care of those children with all my heart. I mm-hmm. had no idea what was coming.
Right.
I had no idea that this is what I would be doing one day, traveling around the world and speaking and being translated in all these languages and teaching people how to hold their power. So for your listeners, and now I feel more, and I'm getting definitely an energetic recognition that many of your listeners are going to understand what I'm saying, and they'll start to feel in this moment, no matter when they listen to it, mm-hmm. they will start to feel more of their ability to empower themselves, mm-hmm. to speak their truth in a way that is in a very balanced way of creating their reality. That's for them.
That's for sure, and because that is where the change that we
exactly.
that we are desiring.
Exactly.
See, change is happening. Whether we desire it or not, change is always
very
happening.
Very wise, very wise.
But becoming conscious, becoming masters.
And choosing
yes.
that greater. See, this is where this all started, where mm-hmm. I felt my throat constrict, because mm-hmm. people, when that happens sometimes, this being that point of power where you learn how to speak up, and that doesn't, and I still will always be choosing my words in a certain way.
Sure.
As a person of the United States traveling around the world, I've mm-hmm. learned to say what I want, but learn how to say it with greater clarity and with greater gentleness. So mm-hmm. your listeners, there's a lot of power there. There's a lot of power with you and yourself, Adam, and mm-hmm. and I feel that. And so learning to use that power in a wise way.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I'm going to say to myself, to you, to your listeners. We're mm-hmm. all going to be clumsy.
Mm-hmm.
We won't be smooth right away with
right.
it, but keep practicing
mm-hmm.
and keep choosing that you are going to create your life of abundance and to smile more in your
mm-hmm.
life, step by step. My husband, he always says, step by step.
Well, when we start to look at it in the way that you are suggesting,
yes.
the problems,
yes.
they are opportunities.
Oh, yes.
You can see them totally different. You can look at the same thing,
yep.
and in one consciousness, oh, woe is me.
Yes.
And the next consciousness, looking at the exact same thing, hey, this is an opportunity. These are the stepping stones that I'm going to climb out of this situation on. I'm going to turn this situation around. And even talking about speaking your truth,
yes.
if you will, if you understand that the power to change is within us,
mm-hmm.
always, it's
yes.
always there.
Yes.
Free will is always there
yes.
too. So the choice not to be truthful has its own ramifications. The choice to be truthful, the
yes.
choice to allow your joy to be out, to share your joy.
Now,
these are the things.
These mm-hmm. And let's go back to the skeleton, the
yes.
energetic skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
These are the bones or the energetic framework. And
mm-hmm.
and we actually call this reframing your reality. And this is another reason this work is now being embraced. It's taught in an integrated psychology institute in Moscow. And
wow.
we have many psychologists and therapists that like this work because it helps them help their clients to reframe their reality.
Mm-hmm.
But for your listeners, they can reframe their own reality.
Yes.
This, it's one thing to say, I know I have choice. It's another thing to posture your energy in a way so that, just like the martial artist, you know the strength of who you are, and you not only can give intent to make that choice, but you follow through
mm-hmm.
with it. And that's the next step.
Yes.
That's
and
what
see,
we're doing.
And see, the problems,
yeah.
they become things to practice on.
Things to practice.
They become
Absolutely.
Frameworks
yep, yep.
That we can do our practice in. There are things that are going on in my life. Hey, I'd like them to be better. Okay. I'd like them to be different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even saying better or it puts a value judgment
like
on
different.
It.
I like different.
But
different.
I would like
right.
them differently. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And, but they're there. I practice, okay, shifting it.
Mm-hmm.
I may attempt to shift something, but the first thing is I attempt to shift myself. I'm the one I can do something about, you know?
Yes.
So how do you look at it? I was talking to someone today who has stage 4cancer,
mm-hmm.
and he's choosing to take this non-toxic journey
mm-hmm.
into well-being.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a pleasant journey.
No.
But in fact, the other way isn't pleasant either.
No. Right.
But it's sometimes lonely when everyone else is taking a toxic way and thinking it's going to help them.
Yeah, these are choices that people make. And this is what I like about the work is that
mm-hmm.
as they have a session done, they can see more clearly
mm-hmm.
what is inside of them and what choices they want
yes.
to make. And
yes.
this individual making his choices to go non-toxic,
mm-hmm.
this is part of his path. And I honor him
yes.
for that, whatever his choices are. But indeed, it allows people to know more who they are and to make actually the wisest choice they can.
Yes. We've talked about conscious change. We've talked about discovering your energetic nature. And this is a healing modality that works with your energy and mm-hmm. works with you on an energetic basis. So we've jumped all around it. The question is, how did you come about this
this wonderful modality, and where is it today?
Mm-hmm. The discovery of the lattice precedes the modality. Mm-hmm. And very, very long story short is that when I was 22, I wanted to remember God, Creator. This was the end of the 60s, the beginning of the 70s. This was not drug-induced or alcohol-induced.
Oh, okay. No LSD trips here,
No,
huh?
No. Okay. I had an experience of remembering Creator.
So you had a natural one.
An absolute high.
Got it.
And it was from a very deep desire to remember. And I was using a mantra, and I didn't know what a mantra was. And there's a whole chapter in the book that explains the experience. But I touched the energy of no beginning and no end. Perhaps you could call it the cosmic lattice, the web of life. People call it many different things. Mm-hmm. And in touching the unlimited energy, my own chakras blew wide open, my own energy centers, even the smaller ones, and I didn't even know what chakras were. Mm-hmm. So there I was with this expanded consciousness, this experience of no beginning and no end, but there was this unlimited, unconditional, infinite love that mm-hmm. was with this experience. Mm-hmm. And that became like the carrot on the stick.
You're listening to Talk for Food here on webtalkradio.net. I'm enjoying this visit with Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. And when we come back, we're going to talk a bit more about how this EMF balancing technique came about. It's a fascinating story. Stay with us.
For 15 years, I studied all kinds of things, from born-again Christianity to Zen Buddhism to Siddha Yoga. I studied with a Brazilian shaman, a Native American shaman, an African shaman. Mm-hmm. I studied Kung Fu and Tai Chi and Taekwondo. I did many, many different things, put years of my life mm-hmm. into wanting to recreate that experience of no beginning and no end again. Because to me, that was where it's at, is that energy, that aliveness,
it's infinite. So
it's
limitless.
Infinite.
Sure.
It's infinite. And I wanted that consciousness all the time. Mm-hmm. And so then I had a second experience of no beginning and no end 15 years after the first. But this time, the energy was intense and strong and real. Mm-hmm. The energy of love is electrical and powerful and transforming. Mm-hmm. But this time, my experience was that I became this energy pattern that we call the universal calibration lattice. That was my experience. I literally became this pattern, and then I found that there was a place that I could hold the energy. Mm-hmm. I wasn't blown apart. Now I could actually manifest this energy in my daily life. It's one thing to have high experiences, right, to have all kinds of insights, to feel all kinds of energy. It's another thing to translate that energy and bring it into usable knowledge in daily life.
Well, it's true. I mean, taking an awareness and insight and exactly translating it to day-to-day living, that is the journey, in a way of speaking. But again, you talk about mastery. You're bringing something from beyond the dimensions, yes, and then applying it within this life.
Mm-hmm. Out of that awareness and that experience, I started to observe the lattice in other people's energy field. So mm-hmm. then I started to learn how to work with it. And then people started to ask me if I could teach it, and I'd never seen myself as a teacher. Mm-hmm. And I can teach this to anyone. It's a Tai Chi-like movements. There's a certain pattern we follow because we're speaking a language of energy, so the mm-hmm. pattern's quite precise.
They're applied. The movements are applied a practitioner to
A client.
A client, mm-hmm. Okay. So the practitioner is actually, in helping picture this, the practitioner is making this series of orchestrated Tai Chi-like movements.
Yes. Okay. And at the same time, for the practitioner, their own energy, their own lattice calibrates into greater wholeness to do this work, this mm-hmm. holographic wholeness work. And sure enough, I'm going to probably, you're the first public radio show I'm going to say this on. I have started to understand the dynamics of energy even more different than what I have before. Mm-hmm. Before I saw it that we were like sharing energy, or that there was a channeling of energy that the practitioner or of many modalities that people do is like a channeling of energy.
Sure.
On closer observation, and my sight changes over the years, mm-hmm. and in understanding quantum physics a bit more, mm-hmm. I'm going to suggest that people take another look at what I see, and we're reflecting this in our work and in our intents, is that we actually amplify the wholeness, the awareness of wholeness within another individual. And when we amplify that wholeness, it's like, here's what happens. Most of your listeners will know a three-dimensional picture cut, a holographic picture,
right.
cut into parts, mm-hmm. take a rose, you get one piece of the rose, you take that one piece, you add a laser to it, mm-hmm. and you get the picture of the whole rose.
Right, you see the whole thing.
The whole thing.
From the fragment.
From the fragment,
yes.
The piece of the rose.
Right.
So now, each one of us, we are part of the whole, mm-hmm. but we made an agreement and we came here as appearing as fragments.
Mm-hmm.
And I think part of the what we're doing here is we're learning how to bring the fragments together consciously, put them together, and we get the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
And somewhere we thought this would be fun. And that's the part I think we could get a little better at. But the other point that I'm trying to make is that when a practitioner stands at someone's feet, when we're doing the EMF and we're working with the lattice, mm-hmm. I believe that we are acting like the laser and we're reminding the individual of their wholeness. And as we work with that lattice, it creates that space where the individual can amplify, remember, restore more of their wholeness. Mm-hmm. And from that, you get healing.
Mm-hmm.
From that, you get the whole rose.
And they're practicing, the client is practicing consenting.
Yes.
To this change. I mean, there is an interactive dialogue in a way of speaking going on, a relationship going on, but the client is an active part of his or her own.
Absolutely. We have intents that we say. We have very specific intents because there's very specific pattern that we're looking to create.
Mm-hmm.
It's like an invitation to the individual. And it's always, the changes are always according to the individual's wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It is not for us to look at it through this work. This is not one that we look at the person and say, well, your energy is here, here, and here. We want to change that.
Mm-hmm.
I trust the inner wisdom with this particular work. And recently I was in Russia and they did a lot of testing with this work with Kirlian photography and some kind of chakra balancing measuring that they do, and
mm-hmm.
they did before and after pictures. A big album filled with before and after EMF balancing technique.
Mm-hmm.
It was incredible. The wholeness of the Kirlian photography, where there were no breaks,
mm-hmm.
and then in the chakra measuring, everything was all lined up. So it's hold that space, allow the person's wisdom to respond, and this is what we get.
Now, from that kitchen table beginning,
yes,
where is it now?
My goodness.
Where isn't it now is maybe a better question, huh?
Well, in at least 68 countries,
uh-huh.
the manuals are in about, we have manuals for this work. People are always amazed. I can give all this information and it appears to be all intellectual, but it comes from another understanding. And then when they actually have the work done, or they take the course, like we have the Lattice Experience Day,
mm-hmm.
and they do an introductory session with one another, people are always astounded at the sacredness.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at, and I say, yes, because you're sacred. That's what we look at. But where we are in the world, I mean, even in Germany, there's a branch of the government that works with holistic services. And this DGAM, it's called, actually created a special class for our practitioners in Germany,
mm-hmm.
so they could practice legally as holistic health practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
We now are, I mentioned earlier, we're in a psychology institute in Moscow as a part of a curriculum. We're in an integrative complementary medicine school in Israel that reaches mm-hmm. like 60,000 people.
Do I seem like I read or somewhere where there in one country an EMF balancing technique is even qualifies for health insurance reimbursement or something
in
like that.
In certain places, we've started to get health insurance to cover the energy work. This is wonderful. It's very little right now, but it's starting to have this kind of impact. You know, we're making a bridge. And then to your listeners who are just tuning in to listen and they're just starting to consider themselves as energetic beings, this is all validation for what is possible to understand more of who we are. It's like back with the health food store. People weren't looking at food additives and all those things. Now we look at it. Same thing. Those of us who are sensitive to energies, who are aware of them, and we can't wait for people to say, oh, yes, and this is so. Mm-hmm. In the world, I have enjoyed a lot of validation from scientific communities. Mm-hmm. That's really lovely. But what's most important to me is that people are using this as a viable tool for them to bring their life into the wholeness that they know it can be. Mm-hmm. And so we have so many things happening out there at this time. It's hard to believe how the work has grown. I just have followed the energy and there it is.
We've talked about the technique and we've talked about the practice and we have not made any wild claims about anything.
Right.
You know?
Yes.
And at the same time, we are talking about something that started in late 1980s, and from the late 1980s has now spread to over 68 countries, and we're talking about some major acceptance. It can only be because some very wonderful and significant and measurable and demonstrable effects have occurred.
Yes.
So even without you tooting the horn, I mean, I'm here in ground zero with the progenitor of this, but we don't have to toot the horn. The evidence is in the reality.
This has grown by people telling other people about the work and about the experiences they've had. In October of 2007, I was in England and I worked with Lynn McTaggart and Bruce Lipton and with Sir Rupert Sheldrake. And I was talking
to... He's going to be on my show
soon. I was talking with him at one point and I told him, you know, I said, gee, I don't have a lab and I'm not a scientist, but then I talked about how I've been doing this work for 20 years. In the past 11 years, it's been international and using and proving the dynamics of this lattice over and over again, thousands and thousands of people. And he said to me, that sounds like a pretty good experiment to me. And he said, most experiments, they don't have that kind of validation. And so it's nice to have the scientific proof. This work has grown because of the results. It is interesting. Sometimes I think it's grown slowly, but I'm starting to understand that this work is here to stay, and it's part of a very important dynamic. Mm-hmm. And by 2010, you'll start to see people really understanding more about the lattice and looking at energy work in general. There'll be a more mainstream acknowledgement of it, and you'll start to see things really grow at that time and beyond. Mm-hmm. So we're still at the basic building of this work.
Well, as I'm seeing us getting up to that end of the time and stuff like that, I'll tell our listeners, first of all, where they can find out more about the EMF balancing technique.
They can come to the website. It's www.emfworldwide.com. They can find a practitioner or a teacher close to them. They can always contact us and we can help them with that, or they can, you know, contact someone themselves. And to your listeners, I would say to them that we also have DVDs that they can learn more about the work. We have CDs. There's ways to start to experience this. We have a Tai Chi DVD, so they can work with the lattice themselves to begin to sense and feel it, and also the lattice DVD they can get. So there's many different ways they can start to take a look at what we have and go step by step.
Well, I'll tell you, this has been eye, mind, and heart opening of an experience to have you as a guest, Peggy. And
Thank you. And
I know we have only begun to scratch the surface. And so since we are somewhat neighbors in a way of speaking, we're in the same state, I'd certainly like to
bring and convene from time to time and talk more.
That would be lovely. And again, I honor you and the infinite potential within you. And I honor your listeners and the infinite potential within them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank Peggy Phoenix Dubrow for joining me on the show. It was a lot of fun, especially to do it face-to-face. And especially under the circumstances, she and her husband, Stephen, had just gotten back from 5.5 weeks in South America, in Brazil. And so it was really quite a gesture for her to be so gracious with her time. But that's all the time we're having for this edition of Talk for Food. I got a lot of exciting guests lined up in the weeks to come, new subjects, and an expansion on the ones we've actually started. So it's truly an honor to have you as listeners. Because of you, this show is growing, and because this show is growing, more people are hearing this point of view. So until next week, thank you again. This is Adam Abraham wishing you peace, joy, and balance. And this is Talk for Food on WebTalkRadio.net, and we're out of here.
Talk for Food is a Philos MediaWorks production.